Hey, 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 freaks. Welcome back to High Vibes and Hazy Thoughts. I'm your girl, Lonnie.
And I'm Serenity, your cosmic co-pilot, floating through the fog and keeping the vibes lifted.
We're so hyped to have you back for our second episode. Whether you've been with us from day one or you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome to the frequency.
Today we're diving into a topic that's been showing up for the both of us in a big way: duality. That sacred space where opposites don't cancel each other out, they coexist.
You know the deal: light and dark, joy and grief, love and fear. Life doesn't always give us one clean label. Mm-mm. Sometimes we're holding two truths at once.
Yes, ma'am. So if you've ever felt conflicted, complicated, or like you're walking a tightrope between emotions, this one's for you.
So go ahead, roll up, pour up, stretch out.
Yes.
Whatever gets you comfy. Let's take the journey together.
Let's get hazy and vibe into the paradox.
Woo!
Woo! We're going to be talking about duality, how duality exists or coexists with each other. You go into it.
Okay.
You do it.
You start. Do it.
You lead better. I'm a good follower.
I'm so excited about this.
Yes.
But also I'm a little scared about this topic too. So our topic is about duality, right? So understanding that, and especially in the spiritual realm that we have, and I still have right now, have a bit of a hard understanding of it, but I think that's part of what our journey is together, with me, Serenity, and you, our freaks out there, like learning this together. I think that's one of the biggest things why Serenity and I decided to do this podcast too.
And we've learned so much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really about us being able to develop and learn with you out there. So with duality, well, I think it's always the easiest way is let's start at the very, very beginning. Let's just do a definition of what duality is.
All right, let's get it. Duality refers to the existence of two contrasting or complementary aspects within a single entity, system, or concept. It's a theme that appears across many disciplines: philosophy, physics, spirituality, art, and psychology. For the yin and yang in Taoism, duality is seen as two halves of a whole, light and dark, active and passive, masculine and feminine, constantly interacting, as well as good and evil. Many religious and moral systems frame life as a balance or struggle between opposing forces, that and non-duality. Some spiritual traditions like Advaita Vedanta or Zen, I don't know how to exactly pronounce that, but that's what I'm seeing right now. They go beyond duality, asserting that separation is an illusion and everything is ultimately one.
And that's, yeah, those are a lot of the points that I think I would look at what duality means, mostly because it is something that we're also learning as spiritual practitioners, is understanding that we are the one. We are one. We both, all of us, have masculine and feminine. You see it every time we read tarot, right? We look at the emperor or empress. We have it within us. Both of those are inside of us.
And your habits and your thought patterns and your belief systems and the way that you were raised and how you are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that
complements
each other.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it can seem like they oppose each other, the masculine, the feminine, and, you know, masculine being very, you know, to the point and taking the lead and feminine being very emotional. And, you know, I don't really like to use that word anymore. I like to say big emotions. Mm-hmm. But it's not even big emotions. The idea is not having emotions. It's feeling them, knowing how to feel them with the feminine. If we aren't connecting to our feminine, we won't be able to know how to do that. Balancing that out. And we can touch on that too, but the idea is the duality of masculine and feminine and how that affects our personal life. So I took some notes for this podcast because, you know, duality is such a short term, but it has such a broad perspective. The kind of notes I went into with this is more science-based, but it kind of touches on, you know, Niels Bohr is his name. He touches on how science meets spirituality, how they complement each other, and how they can coexist. And that's kind of like what we're talking about, you know? Mm-hmm. So, although Niels Bohr is more so known for teaching the atomic model, he does kind of talk about this. So number one, the complementary principle. He introduces this principle which states that objects can have seemingly contradictory properties depending on how they are measured, like being both a wave and a particle. This challenges traditional logic and it encourages a broader way of thinking. You know, sometimes people who are very scientific based and very stuck in their ways when it comes to more evidence. Spirituality kind of relies on the natural phenomenons that happen around us, within us, and within our soul tribe. So he has a quote that he's most known for. The opposite of a fact is a falsehood, but the opposite of one profound truth may well be another profound truth. This quote reflects a spiritual tone, the idea that reality isn't black and white, but rich with dualities that must coexist.
And so if we go back to what the definition of duality is, I feel like we're going to hit that basic, what we're really trying to say here today. So it refers to the existence of opposites or complementary forces that define and shape each other. So when we look at that as light and shadow, right? So spirituality, we're looking at light and shadow, the higher self versus our unconscious patterns
or ego.
Yep.
We touched on that last week. Yep.
So it is. It's about the light and the shadow and working our way through those wounds the ego is basically telling us how we should be because of those wounds and how we should react to certain situations because of those wounds, where we have our higher self telling us, if we listen, our higher self is telling us it's okay. We need to live moment by moment. We need to live in this moment right now. And what is the truth of this moment right now? And not looking at what was the past. What was happening to us back then is not affecting us at this moment. So at this moment, live in your higher self rather than within those wounds.
Oh, yeah. And once you kind of understand, like, your own duality, like, your little devil on your shoulder and your little angel on the shoulder, you know, but you still learn so much from your ego. Like, that's why duality, they coexist and they must coexist, because you can't have one without the other. Mm-hmm. You can't have protons without electrons. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
You know? And I really like that, because it puts something that happens inside of us into something that is a fact. Like, you wouldn't have protons without croutons. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't, because it just doesn't work like that. And that's okay, because it's beautiful, honestly. I love duality. I love, you know, the similarities in what is considered opposite. You know, you're like, oh, we're the same, but we're not, you know, like,
right.
Whenever you feel that thought coming in, like, that's how I feel about my partner. Like, we're the same, bro, but we're not. Like, mm-hmm. we have the same, I guess, reactions to trauma, mm-hmm. but the way that we go about it is so dualistic, mm-hmm. you know, like avoidant versus attached, you know, or what's it called?
Yeah, there's the avoidant and then the attached, right?
Right, what's it called?
I need to look that up.
That's what I'm saying. Now I'm thinking about it. But yeah, it's the more that I figure myself out and I understand myself, it's all because I allowed my ego to shine. Not necessarily shine, but I gave it light. And I gave it love and understanding and patience. And my higher self at that point was able to come out easier, mm-hmm. more subtly, because I was able to accept the bad parts, because the guilt will eat you alive.
Oh yeah.
When you're in the bad, when you're in the wrong, when you know that you are. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to become accountable. It's hard to say those things out loud. You know? I see you got the definition pulled up. What is
it? Yeah, yeah. So it's anxious and avoidance. Attachment styles. Right? So it's when love feels like a push-pull. Mm. So again, duality.
Wave and particle, dude. Yes,
yeah. So absolutely, when we look at it like that, in attachments, in the way we have our relationships, in some relationships, right? It's that particle. When you push, the other one is going to pull away.
Oh my gosh. I love it so much, though. It's so beautiful. Just even watching someone understand that and grow from that, mm-hmm. to see that within themselves. Mm-hmm. More so, like, especially when you're by yourself and you're feeling that, you're like, wow, I never thought I would grow. I never thought I would see it in that way. I never thought I would become the person that I am today. Mm-hmm. But I was only able to do that because I was able to accept a part of me that's considered wrong. There's no right or wrong.
Right.
I mean, well, you know, there's just things that you shouldn't do and that's bad. But, like, the idea is that we're all in this together, right. You know, like, we're all humans. We're stuck on this rock that we have no control over, even though nature provides every sort of medicine that you can possibly find. You know, that's the duality of Earth now. Right.
And isn't that medicine. Interesting? It's interesting that you just said, and we have no control. So I think that's a big piece of where duality is at. Right. Is it that we don't really have control, or is it that we just are at a point where we have to surrender and say, okay, I'm living in this moment right now, and I'm going to let this affect me, or I'm not going to let something affect me. You know, I'm not going to react the way I've reacted in the past. Instead, I'm going to react in a place from love.
The duality
of what that is, right?
Everything has a duality.
And that's part of what I, like, constantly, like, analyzing before I react to a situation. If something is going in a way that I don't believe is the right way, it's not really for me to tell somebody how they need to be in their life. It's like, that's their journey. That's their life.
That would be losing control.
That would be
not surrendering.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be the neutron of the proton and electron.
Yeah.
The neutron. So you got to be right there in the middle.
So funny.
I love that we were talking about that earlier, though. Like, yeah. That resonated because of Taoism and the art of just not being and being.
Yeah.
It's of, like, the both and, you know? Are like that, because it's any sort of person that comes up to you, no matter how quote unquote insufferable they can be, mm-hmm. to society just in general, I want to get to a point where I am at that neutral stance, where I can see that and still have love and still show them grace willingly, consciously, subconsciously, more preferably, because that would mean I would have integrated all of that hard work.
The person I was talking about was Nostradamus, right? So he's famous astrologer and physician, and he's known for predictions that he did in the future because he saw it in his mind's eye. And I think about that, and I think about how he had to live during a time where everybody thought he was crazy, right? Because he was able to be connected to source, spirit, to his higher self. He was awake, and he was able to, you know, predict the future that we were able to today see what he had told us was the truth. And, you know, I feel like, but at that time, there wasn't a lot of people who would say that they were in the same mindset as he is, being awake, being able to see this. We see people today that are able to, not necessarily like the future as a whole, as us, but being able to predict like what could possibly happen,
yeah, based
with
off of
me, based off of energy frequencies.
That and right? Like what's just already happening in the world, right? Too.
Yeah.
And there's also a spiritual realm too, mm-hmm, that you can pick up on those frequencies. It's very, yep, real, very, yeah, alive.
Yeah. And I think duality is those two things at that time had to live together. Mm. And I'm sure it was very difficult. But he did become very famous as well in being during that time. So it's like that crazy little balance. We're only put as much on the earth, the knowledge that the people at the time can handle.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I actually took some notes on on Niels Bohr. He goes into how consciousness and reality are intertwined. And it's something echoed in many spiritual and mystical traditions. I took some notes on that on the side of my little note document. Mm-hmm. And I said, consciousness and reality are intertwined. Thought being God consciousness and reality being the creations of a God consciousness. Mm-hmm. The universally intertwined complementary of these opposites must coexist in order for reality to actually be created. And so... Mm-hmm. That's how masculine and feminine comes about. We need both. We, even though they're so opposite, logic and reason. Well, yeah, logic versus response versus empathy. I think it's more so empathy. Mm-hmm. Logic versus empathy. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the dualities mm-hmm. of each other. Mm-hmm. That's the masculine and feminine. And we masculinize other things as well. You know, mm-hmm. how the left brain is more masculine, the right brain is more mm-hmm. feminine. Dualities just show up everywhere. Mm-hmm. They teach you about yourself. They teach you about other people. They teach you what you need to work on. They show you what you need to work on. And if you're awake, there's no rest for you. Once you're awake, it's never going to end.
So true. It's so true.
It'll never end. Yeah. You'll become more and more aware of yourself, more things that you need to work on. You know, duality and all, you know, even your higher self is just trying to ease your ego into that neutral state of being. Mm-hmm. You know, the higher self is only there to teach and guide. That's what I think. And the ego is there to challenge and test you. That's how other people's egos, they challenge, they test you. Other people's highest self, they guide, they teach you. That neutral state is neither being guided. They don't need to be guided when you're in a neutral state. You got out of your ego. You're not there anymore. Your higher self has nothing left to teach. Mm-hmm. Now you are in the state of being.
Right.
You're present. Yeah. Right?
And that brings up actually a lot, like when we're thinking about relationships. And I know I've been in a relationship before where it's like you're living in a space in your head where you just really want to be with this person. Mm. Right? Like you feel like you love this person so much, and you have specific boundaries, let's say, like, and this person is able to manipulate, or being able to, I'm trying to think of how this goes, because to me, I can see it as that shift within your head, where the ego, because of trauma and that fear of leaving someone, you're willing to make compromises so that you can live within the specific reality that you're trying to control.
Control, right?
Right. And until you can release that control and you can feel good knowing that where you're at the moment is where you need to be, whether that means walking away from this person and saying, yes, I'm afraid. I don't want to leave this person. I'm afraid that maybe I'll never be loved by somebody else. You know, you let that go and you walk away from it. And that becomes your duality at that point, because now you're balancing out your ego. You're balancing out your higher self, and you're letting them both just be, and being able to move forward in your life, and not letting this relationship, not letting anybody manipulate you, not ever sitting within your trauma, but being able to keep moving on forward. I don't know. That makes total sense to me in my head right now.
And that's exactly what duality is about, too. That's how you learn within the dynamic. Mm-hmm. You're being presented with parts of yourself that are unhealed, and your higher self is giving you the map. They're giving you the step-by-step process and what you need to do so that you can get to the state of presence, of vulnerability, you know. It, but also as well, I feel like even being in that in-between state, there's no need to feel vulnerable. You need to feel vulnerable so that you can heal the ego. After that, what's the need for vulnerability? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At that point, there would be no need. There's only a need because you're in pain and you're hurting and you're healing. And there's a need for validation, and that's also okay. That's the beauty of being in this damn human experience. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, but it's not hard either.
Yep.
After you know, duality. It's all about perception too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the same reason why we create our reality through our thoughts, through our perspective, through our experiences, how we perceive those experiences. That creates our life. And so, what you were talking about earlier, I just remembered I had something that sparked in me too. Like, one moment. It comes to me and then it goes so fast. Like, it's on the tip of my fucking tongue.
I know.
That happened
to me earlier.
Yes, there it is. So your habits also have duality. So your bad habits, like maybe people pleasing. What's the opposite of that? You know, honestly, what is the opposite of that?
What would be the opposite of people pleasing?
Thinking
right?
about that, you know what I mean? Think about that. So if to make it easier for our freaks, so that we can all learn together how we can go from one pattern to another, how we can unlearn our more egotistical side of our duality, unlearn that habit, and step into our higher self, the other part of the other duality of that. So, for example, if I was a people pleaser, the opposite of people pleasing would probably be saying no, learning how to say no, knowing what no means to you. If you're not comfortable with going out, if you don't want to go out with the girls, but you feel bad and you're so used to saying yes, or if you don't have money and someone asks you for money and you're so used to saying yes, to me, the first step would just be saying no.
And how does that start? That starts with boundaries.
Yes. Oh, my God.
There it is. I was like, I know. It's they always talk about that, right? If you're people pleasing, you're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about other people.
No, you're being selfless, which isn't always that great, right? The duality of selfless is being selfish. Being selfish also isn't all that great. You need to find a balance, right? You know, find yourself in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being selfless can teach you how to be selfish.
Right.
Being selfish can teach you how to be selfless.
Right.
They work and they coexist with each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Selfish and selfless would not exist if we didn't have one or the other.
Right. And both of those come, in, to me, come from that moment of compassion. Compassion for myself. Compassion for the other person. Right. And then, but then you have the people who aren't living in that. They're living in that anger. And it's like,
compassion for that.
Yeah. I gotta have compassion for that.
Match energy. No.
So yeah, looking at that and as a sense of boundaries, it's your authentic self, you know, letting us all be real, not just nice, right? So
being kind, like respectful, but there, I'm still saying no, like I'm not going, or I'm not going to do whatever you told me to do, or also you just disrespected me, or you talked to me in a way that I know that I don't deserve. And so I'm going to respectfully, kindly tell you not to.
Right.
Right. Whereas before I was like, why would you tell me that? Before that, though, because I did have a sense of justice when I first started getting into spirituality. Before that, though, nothing. Mm-hmm. I would just let them. And that's the passive part, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went from passive to aggressive to effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respecting myself and the other person, whether or not they've met their higher selves. Yeah, so I kind of want to get to a point where I'm standing in front of someone who is considered to society in an egotistical perspective, quote unquote, insufferable in their past self, in their stuck ways, take me as I am kind of person. I want to stand to them. This is like my goal, my dream, eventually, and just be able to still have that love automatically, subconsciously, for that to be innate for me to do that, because right now I'm not on that level. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I'm aware of that, so that I know not to, just for right now, mm-hmm. not to surround myself with other people who are on the opposite side of that. It's okay. That I was there too. I lived that dualistic perspective. Yeah. That was not fun. But at the time, I wasn't even aware of it. So then it didn't matter. Now it does, because I'm so aware. Like my guilt of my old ways takes up that space.
Mm-hmm.
And currently I'm filling that space with love and compassion. Like you were talking about earlier, it really does start with compassion.
Right.
Giving yourself grace over, you know, what was and what is now.
Yep.
And me listening to my higher self and allowing myself to be guided by my higher self while my ego, while my subconscious was experiencing that duality, that feeling of loss of control in the ego, the unconscious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wonder too, this just popped in my head, was more about like when we're talking about our higher self. So our higher self is also, as spiritualists, we know that our higher self and our guides and guardians are helping to pave the way for us to live our soul's journey, and to provide for us as we're going. And if we surrender and we allow them to help build what we want, what we envision for ourselves, what happens when it's that one time where they're like, you are at the end of this cycle, but you're like, but I don't want to. So you have the ego going, well, no, I'm not ready. I, you know, I don't want to leave this situation. I don't want to leave this job. I'm comfortable.
This feels safe. mm-hmm. even though it's not the most desirable situation for anyone to ever
yeah.
be in.
Yeah. And it's, but the higher self is saying, if you want to go any further, you have to let it go. You got to go.
Surrender.
It's time for you to surrender, and let's keep following your path.
Mm-hmm. Surrender to the experience. Mm-hmm. Surrender mm-hmm. to the detachment that you do feel, that mm-hmm. you do desire.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling that.
Yeah.
And knowing the difference.
Yeah. And just realizing it's, are we going to live this cycle? How many more times are we going to live this cycle? How many more times are we going to have to learn this lesson before we're going, I'm done? And I'm curious, like, our freaks out there, have you ever had that feeling? I'm just done. You know, it's,
I'm over it.
You've lived that cycle so many times that now the ego and your higher self is going, it's time to balance this shit out.
So what do I gotta
do?
So
let's
gotta come up with a plan
and let's get over it.
And that can come in so many different forms. Your habits, your thought patterns, mm-hmm. like what we were talking about earlier, the duality of a thought pattern, mm-hmm. right? Or a duality of a habit. Mm-hmm. Unlearning that, and so that it's easier for our freaks to understand, because, you know, it's hard enough trying to articulate yourself and what mm-hmm. you experience on a spiritual level, because it's always personal. It's always internal. That's how I kind of see it, mm-hmm. you know? And the duality of our thought patterns, our old thought patterns, our old belief system, mm-hmm. and allowing, you know, these new thought patterns to come in, because mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lack of trust that can happen mm-hmm. when that dualistic experience happens. Like, okay, mm-hmm. like, now I'm having thoughts of making better choices, or, mm-hmm. you know, thinking in a more positive way, not calling myself dumb anymore and saying, okay, mm-hmm. I'm silly. You know, that's so silly of me, you know, mm-hmm. changing the way that I speak about myself mm-hmm. also is an example of duality, and how we can use duality to our advantage, the idea, the perspective of mm-hmm. duality to help us grow, to help us mm-hmm. know how to make better choices, how to evolve ourselves to a point so that we can change, we can alter, mm-hmm. we can, because it's not that hard. Things that are considered easy and things that are considered hard, there's no definition to it, because once you define it and once you label it, it becomes real. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes, something hard can very well be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's perceived hard, mm-hmm. everyone, oh my gosh. And that's another thing on duality. Mm-hmm. Everybody starts seeing it like that. Everybody starts perceiving it like that.
Yeah.
When you put energy on that specific thing, like, mm-hmm. you know, even today at work, one of my friends, they're like, feeling emotions is very hard for me. Like, I don't talk about that stuff, you know, like, I'm not there. Like, they scare me. They make me uncomfortable. That was a big thing she said. It makes her uncomfortable. And I've heard that so much. But to me, in my brain, I'm like, I wish I could help explain it in a way to help her understand that those feelings that you're feeling, and the reason why it's uncomfortable mm-hmm. is because you haven't touched that part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get there, once you give yourself compassion, mm-hmm. once you give your emotions compassion and validity, your higher self will feel listened and heard, and it'll grow.
Yeah.
You'll start hearing it more.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know that that is, and that just, as you're telling me that story too, it's really about allowing yourself to let go of those old stories of what people told you you are, and loving who you are inside and out. You know, it's taking away what society, what you grew up with, it's just taking that away and saying, bye. That's what you have to say about who I am.
And that's your experience.
I'm like, no, just leave that at the door.
That is not my experience.
That is not me.
Nope.
Yeah. So duality is just, It's so in depth that just really touches a lot.
So much. And I didn't even realize it.
All the pieces of everything. Spirituality as we're growing, yeah. as in every aspect of our life, in every piece. I mean, even when we think about how it, you know, talking earlier about the science aspect of it, it's not just within what we're doing as our human experience, but we see it within every piece of energy, everything that's on this earth.
It's, oh, yeah.
It's all part of this duality piece.
And it every single time, one side teaches and guides, and the other is an old thought way that needs mm-hmm. an old thought pattern that needs mm-hmm. reflection, that needs guiding, that needs healing. There's always one side that needs the other so they can coexist, and it has to work together. It has to be an infinity loop. It has to recycle, you know, it has to move through each other and flow. And that's, you know, they're like the Big Bang Theory, you know, science touches on that true. A little. Yeah. I love the Big Bang Theory. Like, God consciousness, like, or, you know, the Spinoza theory. Have you heard that one?
No. I don't know this theory.
Oh my, can I tell you
yes,
real quick?
Yes, please do.
I love I it. Know. Einstein, I know. Einstein actually believes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Here. And I'm like, if Einstein believes in it, I do too. Spinoza is a man. Baruch Spinoza. That's how he kind of sees what God is. It's not a thing. It's not anything, but it's also not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the dualistic experience, but the neutral ground. Like, that's mm-hmm. where God is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where God consciousness lies.
Mm-hmm. It's touching on being able to be both. I think, are we going to the masculine feminine piece?
Right.
Of that, right? Being able to be who we fully are. And that should be our new world.
Right.
Like, that compassion. Should be the new world. We all are living in compassion. It's not that hard. It's taught in almost every religion.
Just
there is. It's just how is the human, you know, because of being unhealed, is distorting that piece. Right. So they're distorting
the societal perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of
low vibrational beliefs.
Yeah, allowing us to be who we are and having no judgment on that,
mm-hmm.
but just coming with full compassion and love. And then we can have like our new, a new world to live in.
And I always say, for some reason, it's so unknown. It's so uncomfortable and scary. Like, that's also a part of the human experience. Like, it's scary and uncomfortable for society as a whole to adjust to that. Even for me, just adjusting into my new patterns, it was so hard for me to get there. Like,
yeah,
that's also a part of the human experience of getting to the idea, like, okay, like, even though I'm not perfect, and even though the world around me is not perfect, not that I can become perfect, but I can unlearn what I think I understand and acknowledge that. And acknowledge that, you know, I am a product of my environment, of the environment of society, the atmosphere of that. And, you know, just the standard of being, what it means to be a woman, the standard of what it means to be a man, and what that looks like, and breaking that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just the human experience. That's the most absurd thing, the most absurd feeling. There's so many feelings, dude.
So many.
It's so beautiful too at the same time.
I'm
there's so many things to experience as a human. We're so like anxiety ridden, but at the same time we're joyful.
Right?
Like, it's crazy.
Exactly. We have that joy, but we're freaking scared at the same time of changing anything for that joy is going to disappear. And it's
Can I trust this?
It's going to be, you know, that's how you want to be able to grow is. Yeah. Go into that fear, lean into it, feel it, let it go.
Right, because, you know,
let it go.
Fear, I heard this before too. Fear, well, it's just natural, but fear and excitement, they come from the same nervous system. It feels the same way. So, duality, right?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God, that's so interesting to look at it like that, because
it's the same thing, but it's different. It's perspective.
Yes.
It's
really
just how you perceive it.
Yeah.
Really? I love that. That's so beautiful.
I see that. Absolutely.
That's that human experience right there. That's the shit right there. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, that feels good. And then you can see that within everything.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. That's like perfect. And I know I found another one that was kind of with that as well. Yes. So kind of looking at like time shifts, right? So, because I feel like you were kind of going into that with that particular aspect when you think about that, is the quantum mechanics, the time being fluid, right? Mm. Living here, but we're also living in the past. Right,
oh, shit.
Like that kind of duality as well, right?
That just hit me so hard, dude.
it totally, like, that makes sense. And during the spiritual awakenings that we have, right, that starts to melt away. We're not in a linear anymore. People feel like we're in this linear line, but
no,
it's
not after you become aware,
right? So we're beyond that, and we're experiencing a new expansive state of consciousness. And to me, that's also a big, big perspective when we're talking about this kind of a topic. And I feel like you can look at that in today's time, even in the news. And this is so funny. I had this conversation in one of my groups, and we were trying to understand the energy that we live in today, 2025, in this political atmosphere. And we have, you know, the president that we have. We have people who still are
stuck,
unwilling to see the truth. They're listening to the propaganda. They're able to.
And they genuinely believe it.
Like, no, they generally believe all of that's going on. Like,
there's no convincing
it's the
you
truth.
Can do.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing that you can do or change that. And it's like they're bringing in the energy of World War II back here now. Like, it's almost they're like that energy of there hasn't completely healed. It's people still don't understand that concept. And it's like another lesson. Like, we're coming through another freaking lesson.
And people are coming
with
out.
That same energy. And they're trying. It's just
they're bringing it back. It was still here. It was here because it never healed. It was talked about, but it wasn't healed in a way where it was it was validated, where it was actually understood that it isn't OK. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to experience that as a whole. As a whole society, everybody on this planet will continue to perceive it like that. If everybody continues to perceive it like that, it'll still be here.
Right.
It'll continue to happen.
But I feel like the ones like us who are awakening and we're part of the collective, that we actually want to see this heal.
Wait,
and
enough is
be
enough.
Released.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. We need
you
to
know
release
what happened.
This
you
energy.
Saw it. Yeah.
Right. But we're living in the two timelines, the two energies, that duality, until we can help heal each other together.
Yeah, we have to bring that perspective into that.
Yeah, and surrender. Again, we bring it right back. We need to be able to surrender and leave it and come with compassion from our heart.
I also feel like even with them as well, the people who believe that things like that are okay, that a 34 count felon can be president of the United States and felons aren't even allowed to vote in general or can hardly get a job. Like, surrender. You know what's happening.
Yeah.
Eggs did not drop. Okay. Yeah. Neither did the gas. It got higher. Stock market plummeted. Things are happening right in front of your face. They rolled back on the DEI. Like, they're fabricating things. They're lying to you, and they're telling you to your face that they love you and make America great again and MAGA, you know, like that's culty. Like, this is culty. Like, you know what's going on. You surrender. They need to surrender, because I feel like even though, you know, a lot of the people there are older and they're like, they've been living this way for so long. They are not, you're not going to be able to convince them. They're old. Yeah. They've been behaving like that for 50 fucking years, you know? Yeah. But the people who are young and think like this, I know they know. Because this generation, ours, we are powerful. We were born in the right time. Mm-hmm. This is the perfect time to be a part of evolution. This is going in history books, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're, as a whole, we are spiritually evolved. And they're a part of that, too. Even if they are, they think that it's okay. They know. Mm-hmm. There is something that tells them that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. But it's really hard for them to surrender and allow that thought. Like, step out of your old ways. It's okay if your parents think that it's okay. You can say that it's not okay.
Right.
It's you're allowed to agree, you know,
yep.
or to not agree.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've talked and we've touched on so much.
Oh, my gosh. Already.
And so let's kind of try and bring this all back together. Like, we have, I feel like there's this topic again is so vast. There's so many different aspects, and you know, as we're talking, we're also learning at the same time, because we're bringing both of our perspective of what duality means, you know, starting with the definition, talking about specific authors, scientists,
whatever we research,
we're bringing that up here to the top to help us work it out here with you. So, you know, I hope that this brings you guys also some clarity, some insight, some talking points, because really we want to get that conversation going, and we really hope that you guys will come. You know, we want to see your comments.
Yeah, let us know. You know, if you felt like we touched on things and we didn't fully touch on it more, and you wanted to add some points or add some notes to it, go ahead, let us know in the comments. You know, we love perspective, and you know, we love talking about this stuff. That's what we're doing,
and that's that again, all in that is our duality.
Oh my god, of course.
it's coming,
it's all around us,
because it's a dance, it's flowing, it's light, it's shadow. It's the things that we know. It's the things you know. It's like
it's this wave,
bring
it
all together. The way of the particle.
Got
our positive, the way of and negatives, the right?
The protons and the electrons. You got to get to that neutron.
That's right.
So you can have a croton.
Because we need that.
Woo, that was a journey, freaks. If you're feeling seen, stretched, or just a little more at peace with your contradictions, know that you're not alone in this.
Yeah. Duality isn't a problem to fix. It's a truth to live. We're all learning how to hold the light and the shadow, the clarity and the chaos. That's where the real growth is.
So take what resonated, leave what didn't, and remember, your complexity is sacred. Shift.
If this episode resonated with you, go ahead and hit that follow button, leave a review, or share it with a fellow soul navigating the both and the and.
Yes, and don't forget, we want to hear from you. Comment below what you think. What two truths are you holding right now?
We might feature your story in a future episode, because this is a community and your voice matters.
Until next time, free, stay hazy, stay whole, and keep writing that beautiful in between.
We love you. Catch you next week.